Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is my new boyfriend. Now let's listen to the conversation.
I heard you were on a date last night. So how did it go? I want all the juicy details.
Actually, we had a fantastic time last night. He was amazing.
Okay, now you really have to fill me in. What's he like?
He's really good looking. He's quite tall, around 6'1". He's in his early 30s, and he's got the most beautiful dark brown eyes.
He sounds hot. What does he do for a living?
You know what? This is the best part. David is a junior investment banker at Fortune Bank.So he's got a great career path ahead of him.
Hold on a sec. His name is David?
Yeah.
That's my brother!
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. I heard you on a date last night. 我听说你昨晚有一个约会。I heard, 我听说什么什么。后面接 that 从句。这里 that 可以省略掉。我们看例句。I heard that you're dating a new guy. 我听说你在和一个新人约会。那这里 that 可以省略掉。I heard you're dating a new guy. Julia told me she heard you're pregnant. Julia 告诉我她听说你怀孕了。那这里呢还有一个句型叫 told somebody that, 告诉某人什么事情。好，我们继续看对话。
So, how did it go?
那么，约会怎么样？这里 it 就指代前面提到的约会 the date。Go 不是表示走，而是表示进展。所以，约会进展的怎么样？
So, how did it go? I want all the juicy details.
我想要听所有有趣的细节。Juicy 这个单词其实很常见，它原本的意思表示多汁的，比如水果呀、肉类呀、鲜嫩多汁都可以用 juicy。比如说 juicy pear 多汁的梨 ，juicy peach 多汁的桃子 ，juicy burger 鲜嫩多汁的汉堡。但是 juicy 还有另外一个意思，表示生动有趣的、妙趣横生的、刺激的。在这里 juicy details 就是表示一些非常刺激性的细节，或者是一些很有趣的细节。很显然这个人非常八卦，所以他说 I want all the juicy details， 我想要听所有有趣的细节。好，我们继续看对话。比如说
actually, we had a fantastic time last night. He was amazing.
Fantastic 表示极棒的。
Have a fantastic time
表示玩得很开心。这里啊就相当于 have a good time, 但是语气要比 have a good time 更加强烈一点。
He was amazing.
他真的很棒。Okay,
now you really have to fill me in. What's he like?
好的，现在你必须告诉我他是一个什么样的人。这里 fill me in 表示告诉我，相当于 tell me。我们看例句。
I'm sorry, I was late for the meeting. Can you fill me in what happened?
抱歉，我开会迟到了。你能告诉我发生了什么吗？
I missed the first 5 minutes of the movie. Fill me in.
我错过了电影前五分钟，请告诉我内容是什么。好，我们继续看对话。这里还有一句话叫 What's he like?
What's he like?
用来询问对方是什么样的性格以及长什么样子。如果你只是想问对方长什么样子， 只是询问对方的外貌，我们用 What does he look like?
What does he look like?
那这里的 What's he like? 用来询问他是什么样的性格、啊、长什么样子。下面 B 说
He's really good looking.
他长得真的很好看。Good looking 用来形容人长得好看，可以形容男的，也可以形容女的。有时候我们形容一个男的很帅，经常会用 handsome 这个单词。handsome 表示英俊的，但是 handsome 会有一点过时。所以我们在形容一个人，尤其是一个男生长得很帅的时候，我们可以用 good looking， 这样永远不会出错。
He's really good looking. He's quite tall.
他很高 ，quite tall。那这里 quite 就相当于 very。
He's very tall.
好，我们来看一下形容一个人他长得很高。除了用 he's quite tall, 还可以说什么呢？你还可以说 he's kind of tall,、他有点高。
He's sort of tall,
也是他有点高。那如果是他有点矮呢？你可以说
he's a bit short.
He's a bit short. 好，我们继续往下看。
Around 6'1.
大约六尺一，这边六尺一我们就读作 6'1". 在美国和加拿大都是用英尺和英寸来表示一个人的身高，我们不会去谈论米和厘米。在这里六尺一、差不多就是180厘米、180、就是180。好，我们继续往下看。
He's in his early 30s.
他三十出头。我们表达一个人的年龄，尤其是二十几岁、三十几岁、四十几岁，但是呢，不知道具体是多少岁的时候呢，我们用 in one's,、in one's 什么什么，比如说，那二十几岁就是 in one's 20s.
In one's 20s.
三十几岁呢？
In one's thirties,
in one's thirties. 那如果是六十几岁呢
？In one's sixties,
in one's sixties. 那如果我们的范围进一步的缩小，比如啊，我知道这个人大概就是三十小几，那我们可以在 thirties 前面加上 early,
in one's early thirties.
大概就是30、31、32、33这样子。那如果我知道这个人大概是35、36，那我们可以说
in one's mid-30s.
Mid 表示中间的，好，中间的，那大概就是35、36这样子。那如果我知道这个人大概是在37、38左右，那我们可以说
in one's late thirties.
Late, L-A-T-E, 表示晚的、迟的。那你也可以翻译为大概将近四十岁啊，因为三十七、三十八就是和四十比较近嘛，那你就可以直接翻译为将近四十岁。还要注意，如果是男的，那我们中间呢就是加 his, in his, blah blah blah。那如果是女的呢，就是 in her, blah blah blah。那这里呢，他说的是 David 是男的，所以是 in his, in his early 30s.
And he's got the most beautiful dark brown eyes.
他有一双非常漂亮的深棕色的眼睛。Dark, 深的，深棕色 ,dark brown.
He sounds hot. What does he do for a living?
他听起来很帅、很酷、很性感。他是做什么工作的
？He sounds hot.
Hot 可以表示性感的。那我们一般呢不会直接当面的说某人性感。比如，我看到一个非常漂亮的女生我不会直接说 You're hot, 因为如果你说 You're hot,就会有一种非常轻浮的感觉在里面。 那我们看到一个人长得好看，你可以说，如果是女生，你可以说 You're pretty 或者是 You're gorgeous， 千万不要当面说 hot、啊、如果你们很熟的话，那你可以说 hot， 但如果你们不熟，你说 hot 会有一点非常不礼貌的感觉。那在这里呢，这是两个人、啊、两个人谈论另一个人，这个时候呢，这个人不在身边、啊、谈论的这个人不在身边，所以你可以说 hot。 He sounds hot。 What does he do for a living? 他是做什么工作的？那你可以直接问、What's his job? What's his job? 或者是、What does he do?、What does he do? 这是 B 说 You know what? This is the best part. 你知道吗？这是最棒的一个部分啊，他的工作呢是最棒的，最出色的。 David is a junior investment banker at Fortune Bank. David 是财富银行的一名初级银行投资家。 Junior 表示低级别的、啊、低级别的 Junior investment banker. Investment 名词表示投资， Investment banker 就是、投资家。At Fortune Bank, 在财富银行。 So he's got a great career path ahead of him. 所以他有很好的事业发展。 Great 表示好的、棒的。 Career 职业， Path 道路。 Career path 职业道路。 Ahead of him 就是在他前面、Ahead of 表示在什么什么前面，在他前面有非常好的一条职业道路。Hold on a sec. His name is David? 等一下，他叫 David。 这里 Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. 这里 SEC 它是 second 的缩写。 Second 拼写是 S-E-C-O-N-D。 Hold on a second 就是等一下，好，这里 second 你可以缩写成 sec。 Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. His name is David? Yeah, that's my brother. 那是我哥哥。好了，这就是我们今天的内容，最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
I heard you were on a date last night. So how did it go? I want all the juicy details.
Well, actually, we had a fantastic time last night. He was amazing.
Okay, now you really have to fill me in. What's he like?
He's really good looking. He's quite tall, around 6'1". He's in his early 30s, and he's got the most beautiful dark brown eyes.
He sounds hot. What does he do for a living?
You know what? This is the best part. David is a junior investment banker at Fortune Bank, so he's got a great career path ahead of him.
Hold on a sec. His name is David?
Yeah?
That's my brother!